American Classic Bar and Grill is the place to be. Open 7 days a week. Karaoke every Friday. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 till 8. Come on in Sundays and watch the race on our 70-inch screen TV. We'll have wings, slider and drink specials, bucket deals, and dollar-off drafts. Check out our Facebook page for daily specials located in Gateway Plaza off Route 7 across from Martin's. American Classic Bar and Grill. Family-owned and operated. Good food, good friends, good times.
Too bad I ain't got no french fries. I shove them in your goddamn mouth. Shut you up.
All right, there's the open.
Welcome to Torcast, everybody. How's it going?
In John's mouth.
That's not very nice.
You were fucking doing it to me.
Well, while we're talking about food, does somebody want to tell me what the ad was?
American Classic Bar and Grill.
419 Gateway Plaza in the Martin Shopping Center, right in front of the Martin's gas pumps. Off of Route 7.
Yeah.
Winchester, Virginia. 22602.
Yeah. Alright, perfect.
Thanks, Ant.
Welcome to this episode of Torcast, episode 46.
True.
Right?
Knocking on 50! Yeah.
Hey, we didn't change all that shit today.
Nope, no,
we
didn't. Didn't change a goddamn thing. With it.
Will 50 be at Mania?
No.
49.
48.
48. I won't be on that one. Can y'all special call me in?
48 will be.
50 or the Mania one?
The Mania one.
Oh, yeah.
49 will be. If we count it, or it could just be a special.
What are you saying? I'm right?
Cool. Well, no.
Cool.
Are we going to do... Are yeah, we
y'all
do
got
one
a special call me
leave?
In. I at least want to be a part of this madness.
Let me pull up the calendar.
Alright.
Because we're not leaving until Thursday.
Really, John?
One that week.
Who the fuck did you pick to win?
You homeless son of a bitch.
You picked Maryland?
Yeah.
Took Maryland.
This was Maryland, Wisconsin.
Big Ten championship, baby.
If that happens, he's going to Houston.
Time are you out. Stupid?
His final, when we get to sports, I'll go over John.
His final four is all Maryland teams.
Yeah, right.
Loyola. Maryland.
I'm
okay,
just kidding.
Yeah.
Let's see.
What the fuck are you thinking?
Week, episode next week.
I can't rush a fucking bracket. Okay? That's why I'm going to rush a bracket. I go with what I know.
Maryland. Charles. Doesn't matter everybody else.
He didn't even fill out the rest of the bracket. He already did that.
Yeah, we'll do
the Tuesday before. He should have done over the whole
fucking the rest of it.
So 49 will be in Dallas.
49 or 50?
We're going to count that
49? 49 will be in Dallas. Yeah,
Maryland beats Duke to go to the championship.
So 50 will be the recap.
Wisconsin. You had Duke going to the Final Four? Wisconsin beat Michigan State?
It'll be a short tour cast because it's going to be an extra long. Okay.
You don't like Michigan State in the Big Ten? You could have went with them. That's a Big Ten school.
We'll get to sports.
Well, actually, weird because we're getting the sports news right now. But we're not talking about
that.
No, we cannot
do that.
We cannot do that.
We cannot do that at all.
That is the worldwide leader in sports. Sorry, ESPN, we did not mean to do that.
Becker. Robert Becker.
Robert James Becker.
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 All right. Becker.
Becker.
I don't name this podcast.
Becker. All
right. Sports news.
Yay.
Let's talk about some NFL stuff.
Can we have a little jingle for sports news?
I can find one.
Becker.
But we should have a theme song for Urban Dictionary Word of the Week. Because
my cousin never got back to me with the beats. I'm very highly upset with
them. We just need to make our own. All right. Sports news, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. Tangenting like crazy. Who's on this episode first?
Shane.
Gage.
John.
RJ.
Ant.
Hope this isn't your first episode.
Sweet Christ.
God, we are all over the place.
It's going to be a good night.
All right. Martavis Bryant suspended for 1 year.
Smoke thoughts?
Yeah. Did it go through?
Idiot.
Yeah, because he decided to drop his appeal. Well, he was going to appeal the suspension and fight it. He decided to drop it and just take the suspension.
Yeah, he told Goodell he's going to sit at home for a year, smoke dope, play video games.
Yeah, so.
Goodell did not like that answer.
And he's going to get drug tested again, and he's going to fail, and then he's not going to have a fucking job.
Did you see the NFL PA, though, is trying to get Goodell out of being, the judge, jury, executioner role?
Yeah, they're trying to take him away.
Okay,
away
but that's not going to happen.
Drug test for the second time, there ain't no judge, really ain't no executioner.
No, but I'm saying the PA is trying to get him out of it.
Well, he's taking the noose and he's putting it around his neck.
If we're talking
you
about
can't
Goodell,
say that because he's black, John.
I'm black. I can say it.
If we're talking about Goodell, did
even
you see
I,
it?
I got told I don't sound like I'm black. Sure
the Players Association gave Goodell that power when they collective bargained. So I don't want to hear the Players Association bitch moan and complain.
Hey, don't be slamming shit on the table.
White owner over
here.
What
did I do? What did I hit the... The papers?
Stacking them. That's not paper, Shane.
That's cards.
You stack cards. Shut up, RJ. Stock.
Shut up, Gage.
Card stack, stacking motherfucker. Anyway. Martavius Bryant suspended for a year.
Yep.
Expects the Steelers.
Not
barely.
No.
So if you look at the Steelers team last year, Roethlisberger, Brown, Bell, and Bryant all played together for a total of 16 snaps last year.
And they were still really good.
Still really good. I mean, their offense was still awesome. So, I mean, D'Angelo Williams came in and played well.
He got hurt at the end of the year.
Did get hurt, but Bell is back by then. Yeah. But actually, no, he got hurt at the end of the year, too, didn't he?
Yeah, going into the playoffs, they didn't have Williams or Bell.
What the fuck? John's like, I made it happen.
Waiting this whole fucking time for that.
He's main eventing this podcast.
Anything else Martavius Bryant related?
No.
Are we doing the slaps?
He's a moron.
We haven't gotten slaps yet.
No,
the
we're
sports
not.
News, sports RJ. News.
Do you not listen to the show?
No.
He really doesn't. CJ Anderson staying in Denver.
Yeah, they matched the Broncos matched the
Broncos record. Came in basically the last hour possible to match the offer that Miami gave him.
Really?
It looked like.
Yeah.
Before
it was right after we left the video game store.
Yeah. Before I rewrote this, CJ Anderson was a Dolphin, signed, sealed, delivered, ready to
go. He shows!
Yeah. Because Denver doesn't have the money. They don't have the money for this. I don't know why they're doing it. If CJ Anderson.
He's not that good.
If he wasn't their answer last year, why are they re-signing him?
Right.
Because they don't want.
Do they not have another option?
Their whole team's exploding.
They don't have any money.
Yeah, because I think they're doing it to show the fans, oh, we're not letting everybody go. And bringing in scrubs.
You could have kept Brock. You should have kept Brock.
But did you see the money that Texans gave them?
They don't have the money for C.J. Anderson.
They should have franchised.
They definitely didn't have a Brock Osweiler.
No, you franchise Von Miller.
Or you lose Von Miller.
Yeah. Von Miller would have got that $100 million deal that what's-his-face got from the Dolphins.
Or no.
Sue.
Not Sue. Who did the Dolphins lose? The 25-year-old guy.
Mario Williams?
No, they signed Mario Williams.
Lamar Miller.
Lose? No.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Who just signed a big contract with the Giants?
Don't know.
Signed for like $85 million.
Cameron Wake. I don't know. Did he
look
did
okay.
he leave?
I don't know. That's the only person
that
I can
think it could
of.
Have
man, I'm in
Wake.
Tournament mode right now.
Wake. I feel like we remember that, though. But I don't know who you're talking about. But I think I do know who you're talking
about.
Yeah,
because they talk about the Dolphins losing a 28-year-old to bring in a 32-year-old and losing a 24-year-old, letting Lamar Miller walk away with nothing. They didn't even offer him a contract.
They didn't know how to use Lamar Miller, and he's going to do fantastic in Houston because he's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Lamar Miller is really good.
Time out. We're going to cut away for an update on the tournament.
Tournament update.
Florida Gulf Coast is winning 17-6.
Nice. Thanks, Anthony.
Because this is a tape podcast.
That was really exciting. That was really exciting. I thought you were going to make it sound like something like spectacular.
I didn't fucking know I was doing it, so you didn't let me prepare.
You didn't text him. All right, let's move on.
I still have food under
here. Eric Waddell signs with the Ravens.
He's not the only one.
Not the only one, but I want to talk about Waddell first because his parting with San Diego wasn't so easy.
It was bad.
Did you see what they did to him to make him so mad that he wanted to leave? I think it was one of their last games, and he was at the end of his deal too. Last games, his daughter sang at halftime in San Diego, and he wanted to stay out and watch.
It was right before the playoffs.
So he did. He stayed out on the field and watched.
They fined the shit out of him.
It's like $6,000. And he said,
I thought it was more than that.
It might have been. And he was like, seriously? You're good? Okay, all right, you won't see me again.
Yeah.
I'm not coming back.
The team fined him for wanting to stay and watch his daughter's halftime show.
So if you're an NFL player and you have to go in the locker room for halftime, your daughter is singing in front of all those fans at the stadium you play at home in, and you want to stay out there
and
watch.
The season's over.
I'm staying out and watching.
Season's over.
Yeah. You're staying out there and watch.
Yeah.
It's your fucking daughter.
It's fucking daughter. And the Chargers are like, why weren't you at halftime reading playbooks with us? Slapping asses? What's wrong?
Kid was performing in front of 80,000 people.
So what else is not wrong?
No, I agree
with
him. Anybody who has kids is going to want to watch their kid before they're going
to... I'd laugh in his face.
Yeah, so Chargers got mad. And then they sent him a tweet like as he re-signed with the Ravens. He was like, hey, thanks for the memories. Goodbye.
He should have sent back just the middle finger emoji.
Yeah, big one of those. So.
Well, I'd ask the Ravens, are you going to find me if my daughter is playing at halftime?
No.
Okay.
They're better.
You got yourself a deal.
You can compare San Diego's front office.
I'll give myself to you for $1 million less. So
I doubt that happens.
I'm just kidding.
Maybe for whatever how much the fine was.
I think it was up there. It was.
Thank you for laughing, John.
You're welcome.
I thought it was a joke.
It was.
Let's see. Also, Big Ten. Mike Wallace signed with the Ravens. Hell yeah. Little fun fact for me. That's awesome. So, don't care.
Oliver what you guys think. Vernon.
Vernon.
Yeah. Who the fuck is that? Yeah, Vernon.
Sports experts.
Huh? Yeah, Vernon. Yeah.
Young pass rusher for the Dolphins.
Let's,
he's a giant now.
More NFL news. Hey. The NFL has finally acknowledged, for the first time ever, a link between football and brain disease.
I saw this.
Very first time that they've said that there's a correlation there.
Is this because of the movie Concussion?
I think it's just because of overall all of the concussions.
Did the settlement or anything end?
I don't think so. But
the movie and the fact that everybody is retired.
The movie bombed. Nobody saw it.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
The one Will Smith was in. You must tell the truth.
Will Smith makes bad movies.
They were making that movie was like a big ordeal. Like the NFL didn't want them to make this movie.
Oh, so what? The other movie Draft Day? They didn't give the Cleveland Browns a bunch of money because it did so well. No, the fucking movie doesn't do anything. Michael Orr doesn't play better because Sandra Bullock, you know, helped out.
But this is a touchy subject.
They're all touchy subjects.
No, this is a touchy subject.
Touchy subjects on real life and movies on real life are touchy subjects.
Michael Orr didn't want to make that fucking movie.
He didn't. They wrote it about it.
Right.
Fine. Whatever. Go away, Cortana.
Tell you what else is a touchy subject.
How to get high.
She said right by player. I don't know what that means.
Tell you what else is a touchy subject. How much this Fairleigh Dickinson team sucks.
Where's
Fairleigh Dickinson? Whoever the hell they are.
Dickinson.
Yeah, Fairleigh Dickinson.
It is Dickinson.
All right.
They
suck.
Sports world are atrocious.
That's what
their layup game sucks.
Is there anything the NFL can do to prevent more concussions? No. Or is that just the nature of the game?
Big, huge, padded fucking helmets.
Black football?
Yep. Might as well.
Skirts. Yeah, it's already getting it doesn't matter what you do. They're going to use their bodies as weapons and stuff like that.
So. Every year,
the entire league might as well get a sex change.
Is it because of bad coaching, or is it just because of player momentum and they just can't? I mean, they're in the moment; they can't stop and think.
I think it's more the league's fault because now you got practices that are not even contact.
Right.
So you're not. No matter how long you've played the game, you've always got to go back to fundamentals.
Contact training, yeah. I mean, you have to prepare your body for
it. So when you practice, what, 3-4 days out of the week?
Do you practice that much? And like Tuesday just...
It depends on how long you've been in the league. Vets might practice twice a week.
If that much.
They've got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
But that's a Tuesday walkthrough, film, weights. Saturday walkthrough.
Thursday's vets off.
Yeah. If you've been in the league more than 3 years, you might practice
Fridays. Friday's jeans day.
Yeah. It's like if you see the report for practices during the week, you'll see a bunch of players that just miss practices. Why? Because they just have off that day. Ed Reed never practiced half a week towards the end of his career because the vets just took off.
They don't need to.
They don't have to. They know what they're doing.
It does more damage to them doing practices during the week.
I don't care how long you've been in the league. You still need... You still gotta teach them guys fundamentals.
Right, I understand. I understand. If you're doing one thing for a long time and then you stop doing it suddenly and then try and do it again, it's gonna take more time. I understand that. I agree. But at the same time, did you have a point? I saw you raise your hand there.
The Ivy League coaches got together and now Ivy League football is not
bricks
big, but they have banned all hitting in practice. You can practice, but you cannot tackle.
Just hitting.
Yep, can't hit, can't tackle.
Well, that's because those kids aren't there for football. They're there to be lawyers, doctors.
But, now what if they do this, and it's proven that it cuts down on the concussions, cuts down on the injuries, cuts down on all this stuff that everybody's worried about in football, how long before the NCAA is like, maybe we should look into this and just see.
Okay, well, let's say that happens. NCAA mandates a way coaches have to coach. How many coaches do that right away?
None.
Because coaches want to coach how they coach. They say this
coaches
is
no. Coaches want to win.
This is my football team. This is what happens. This is what works. Does Nick Saban change his coaching because someone at Brown has a better way?
Fuck no.
But I'm just saying. I mean, they
Brown. Brown do for you?
They can
save concussions. I don't know.
The new slogan.
But I don't see that happen.
Slogo. I was trying to say logo and slogan.
They're just catchers.
Slogo. Yeah, like Skechers.
Toy boat. I gotta get myself a warm
Becker.
What's your guy? What's that guy's name?
Devin.
Shout out to old Devin. Will you stop fucking with my head? I'm giving a shout out. Just fucked up Devin's shout out. He's fucked it up, Devin.
Maybe next week.
Thank you for making fun of John for saying sketchy.
Fuck you.
Yeah, no, you put Cole right there in the middle of everybody.
Yeah, he did. Didn't even hesitate.
Yeah. He's like, I don't subscribe to Skechers, though. Alright, let's move on. I got basketball. Do you someone want to give me a Warriors update?
Warriors!
How are the Warriors doing?
Clink, clink, 60 wins. Clink,
clink. I wish our football team would have came out to that. Oh. Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you went to a different
My high football team, because you all went to the shit school.
Hey.
Shit school? Fuck you.
You didn't play football, so shut the hell up.
You play any
RG3's fate.
Here he is with a goddamn card stock again. Why do you feel the need to touch it?
Just RG3's Carlos fate is got tied it to Kaepernick.
Some shit going on.
Yeah, so whatever Kaepernick does, RG3 goes somewhere else.
That means he might become a goddamn Niner.
Yeah. Could be.
No, God damn it!
They just put money in, they're keeping Gabbard, aren't they?
Yeah. Did you like
the update on the Warriors, though?
Did you like the
update on the Warriors, because basketball was what we were talking about. They're kicking ass, and Steph Curry on his 28th birthday just put on a clinic again.
A clinic?
Yeah.
60-6.
Are they going to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to do it.
Oh, they'll do it.
Yeah, because most of the games left are at home.
And they've only got,
are they still undefeated at home?
Right?
That's what I thought.
No, they can lose three. And they got San Antonio twice and Oklahoma City still. And the Clippers.
You just said they're going to do it.
I do think they're going to do it. I'm just they'll do it. There's a chance that they could finish 72-10.
Yeah, they could miss it, but they could do it.
Isn't that the record, though, 72-10?
Yeah, to beat it, they got to go 72-9.
Yeah.
73-9.
Yeah, but to tie it would be 72-10.
Yes. Correct. So the
Spurs are also probably going to win 66-67 games.
But nobody cares about
that. Doesn't matter.
Nobody cares about that.
That was the next thing I want to talk about. If the Warriors weren't doing so well, would we be talking about how awesome the Spurs are?
The Spurs are arguably one of the best teams ever.
Because Kawhi Leonard is like top notch.
Kawhi Leonard and LaMarcus Aldridge have taken the Spurs from good
to better
to really, really good.
Okay, best of seven, you know, the Spurs. It's going to come down to Spurs-Warriors.
Warriors
going to take it.
A totally different team to guard. But I mean, if the Spurs can slow them down, maybe it might work. But, I mean, if they're on, you can't stop them.
Steph Curry's hitting 30-foot bombs. You can't guard that.
He just pulls up. Like, he doesn't even worry about passing the ball sometimes.
I saw where Steph...
He's, like, 5 feet from behind the three-point line. He's like, no, I'm just going to fucking shoot it.
I was going to say, I saw a stat from, like, the rest of the league at 30 feet away is, like, 5% shooting. Steph Curry from 30 feet away is, like... 48%.
Yeah.
46. He's right.
He shoots better
every other shot
from 30-plus feet than 12 teams do from the three-point line.
He's also 48% from buzzer-beater half-court shots, because he's had the most in the league.
Okay.
Well, I don't remember how exactly many he's had, but he's had just as many as the rest of the league combined have had, and he's like 48% shooting from that shit.
He's like 50% from fucking half-court. Three-point line, though. Wasn't he like a little kid shooting it?
Oh, like he does that shit in practice, dude. That's just what he... That's just what he does in practice, though, too. He'll line up these stupid shots and just practice them.
Yeah.
He takes half-court shots in practice. Like, they'll just toss him balls, and he just keeps shooting from half-court, see how many he can make.
What do you think pure skill? Like, is it muscle memory for him now? That he just kind of locked in?
Now, oh, no, I'm sure it is, yeah.
Half
of him he walks away from.
Eyes closed.
He's hitting threes from like the corner, and he'll just run up, shoot it, and he's already running halfway down the court.
I like it when his team before it goes in. They're like, "Yeah, he made it."
And did you see the one when Andrew Bogut ran in front of him?
Yeah, he's like, "Yes."
He was coming up with this hand, but he didn't want to block Curry's shot, so he switched and went with this one and just ran because he knew he was going to make it.
Yeah, he did.
It's bad when your team knows you're going to make this shit.
Well, it's like when you like go ball
flipping stuff.
All right, so that's all
hits. That's
oh, that's like, why you flipping a gold dollar? You didn't tell us that. You said it was a quarter.
I changed everything, John.
Yeah, too much weight.
Yeah, that thing's heavy as shit.
It landed on his like 5 times.
Your flip landed on Gage's head.
Yeah, thanks for
that. About hit mine too.
Okay, delete the app. Stop playing. Stop playing with the coin.
John's been going down the road.
Flip. It's always heads.
Officer, I'm sorry, but it's always heads, man. You gotta check this shit out.
So I'm out of my sports news. I know Shane brought some tournament stuff for us to talk about. So let's get into that.
Yeah. Well, we all just said we filled out brackets.
We rushed John to get his done because he was taking longer than he orders food.
He just wrote Maryland across the whole Final Four.
John wrote Maryland on the entire bracket.
Go with what I know.
There's five of us, so we'll do round. We'll do round by round, and whoever wins, whoever loses, has to buy a round of drinks.
I'm not buying a round of drinks. Fuck you guys.
Fuck if I am.
Wait, every round?
No, just.
Good podcast to come on, RJ, because you're forking out money.
Now I know why y'all fucking invited me.
Round of drinks only like 20 bucks.
Yeah, if it loses.
Oh, so like the whole tournament?
The whole tournament.
Oh, I'm not the round. Whatever.
And each game is a point. Whoever has the least amount of points.
Wait, let me ask you this. When did you fill out your bracket?
Right here.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why'd you do yours so early and you rushed me, John, and Anthony? Yeah, we rushed to finish ours. I'm like just fucking filling out. Okay, I didn't have to look at anything.
Do you want me to print another one off so you guys don't cry?
No.
No, okay. I took time into mine.
Okay. I did not.
Mine's about the same as my other three. I've
base it all. Every one you get right is a point. Whoever has the least amount of points, when we're all out tracking, together.
Keep tracking them?
Second round's 2 points, third round's three points.
I just want to crawl because I'll get confused.
So if we get somebody all the way to the final four.
You get 1 point.
That's bullshit.
Y'all ain't going to have the same final four I got.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to run away with this motherfucker.
I'm going to tell you the loser right here.
Fuck you. Okay.
We're going to go through and I'm
going to just give me the $20?
John, if he happens to get a couple
right. You just want
to
give me the $20 now? Because you're going to lose and you're just going to buy his drinks.
So that's what we'll do. We'll update. I'll update every week. Figure it out. So I'm going to go through and tell everybody's final four. Mine don't talk.
Why did you tell us this before the bracket?
I took Nova, Oklahoma, UNC, and Michigan State. Don't feel like RJ took Kansas, Oregon, North Carolina, and Virginia.
All number
one seeds, baby.
So, okay.
He rock chalked it.
John.
Rock chalked Jayhawk.
Went with his heart. He took Maryland, Wisconsin, Michigan State, and Duke.
So his wallet's gonna
you
hurt.
You almost had a Big Ten Final Four.
Now, did you even look to see if you could have got one?
Championship, baby.
You could have took out
Big Ten schools in the bottom region.
No, that's the only reason why Duke
that's
made it.
That's the only reason.
He's going, shit, that's what took so long. God damn it, one of you got to be
Anthony's Final Four, Kansas, Oklahoma, North Carolina, Michigan State.
Oh, I thought that said 26-17.
No.
And Gage's is Kansas, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, and Virginia.
We're only one different.
And I will update weekly.
So, I'm a closet Kansas
fan. We're
going to
do what we did last year and do round by round a Torcast one.
We can do one real quick. I don't want to spend like boring amount of time on it.
Right.
But I want to say this. If I lose this whole thing, I'm glad you guys drink cheap ass beer.
We do drink cheap beer.
Yeah, you do.
So it's like 3, 6, 9. It's like 15.
Damn, so fine.
To the window! All
right. So we'll run through it. There's 5 of us, so we can't have a tie.
We're going to run through every single game.
It's going to take like 5 minutes.
Just real quick.
Kansas, Austin Perry.
Kansas.
Austin Perry.
You son of a bitch.
Kansas.
Connecticut, Colorado. RJ.
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
John.
Connecticut.
UConn. It doesn't matter.
You're thinking of your bracket?
Maryland,
fuck
South
that.
Dakota State.
Maryland.
South Dakota State.
Maryland.
Oh.
I just wanted to see his face. I wanted to see his face.
Cal, Hawaii.
Cal.
Hawaii.
I want Hawaii, but Cal.
Cal.
Arizona, Vanderbilt, Wichita State.
Arizona.
Wichita State.
John's falling asleep.
Arizona.
Doug?
He said Wichita.
It's going to be Arizona.
I said Arizona.
No, Arizona.
It's going to be fucking Wichita. No, don't.
Not anymore.
Arizona. Miami, Buffalo.
Miami.
Iowa.
Start that.
Nova, UNC, Asheville.
Nova.
Oregon, Holy Cross, Southern.
Holy Cross.
Oregon.
Thanks.
St. Joe's, Cincy.
Cincy.
Baylor, Yale.
Baylor.
I think that could go out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Duke, UNC, Wilmington.
Duke.
UNC Wilmington.
We're so pissed that Duke loses. Dunk,
damn it. Dunk. Texas, Northern Iowa.
Texas.
You got 3 Texas. A&M, Green Bay.
A&M.
Yeah. Oregon State, VCU.
VCU.
Oregon State.
Oregon State.
3-2. Oklahoma, CSU, Bakersfield.
Oklahoma.
Bakersfield.
God damn it.
UNC, Florida Gulf Coast.
Florida Gulf Coast. If they play like this.
Florida Gulf Coast?
Fuck y'all.
They're playing pretty good. Florida Gulf Coast? Florida.
Yeah! It's three! It's three! Florida Gulf Coast!
I ain't writing that shit down.
Put it down! Florida, it's 3-2!
You put it down.
I don't know. They're not playing that well.
They're not going to beat.
They're playing UNC, fucking fairly Dickinson just in case right now.
It sure.
Providence, UNC, USC.
Providence.
But they're going to lose Florida Gulf Coast.
Indiana, Chattanooga.
UNC is going to win.
Indiana.
Into banana.
Kentucky, Stony Brook.
Stony Brook!
Stony Brook.
Stony Brook.
Kentucky.
Say Kentucky. It.
Kentucky.
You should put fucking Stony Brook just to be fucking a douche. Notre Dame, Michigan, Tulsa.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
WVU, Stephen F. Austin.
WVU. Unfortunately.
Pittsburgh, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Did I pick
Wisconsin?
Hit over Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
RJ's
buying beers.
Weber State or the X-Men?
I pick Wisconsin. X-Men.
Xavier.
Wolverine?
Yeah, I pick X-Men just so I can write X-Men.
Michigan?
UVA, Hampton.
UVA.
Fuck y'all.
The real ACC champs.
Right. Texas Tech and Butler.
Butler.
Yeah,
could be either way. That's 8-9.
That was my coin flip.
Purdue, Little Rock.
Purdue, Little Rock.
I have to fart.
Iowa State, Iona.
Iowa State.
You're
upset. We can slap each other all the time.
Seton Hall, Gonzaga.
It's love.
Zags.
Seton Hall.
G-Men.
Seton Hall.
You're the deciding vote.
They were practically the Big East Championship. Where's Seton Hall.
God damn it.
Oh, Jesus. Catch Christ. Cover your face.
Heads for
Seton Hall. I can't feel my Seton face when Jones is like, come on.
Tails for.
God, doesn't matter.
He caught it.
Heads.
To heads. To heads.
He picked heads. I don't know what that is.
Utah.
Ooh, the Utes.
The Utes. Dayton and Syracuse.
Dayton.
Are you crying?
Syracuse bad.
Oh, is Steph Curry going to play with Dayton again?
Go poke it up.
He played a David son.
Yeah.
I'm white.
Michigan State, Middle Tennessee.
Yes, you are.
Spartacus.
What the fuck are you doing?
All right, round's done.
He put UNC.
Yeah, he did.
Hey. Motherfucker.
Hey, bitch. You son of a bitch.
Man, that was his clean sweep.
And hey, bitch, when I keep our bracket alive... That's why.
You're going to be really salty when they actually lose.
Oh my God.
So, we're going to keep this guy in charge of our brackets that forged.
You guys watched the games. You know who won.
I don't know who I picked.
I don't know my bracket.
I can photocopy
it. I don't either. I just, that one's my fourth bracket, and I have no idea.
I will send everyone pictures.
That one's my fourth bracket, and I've got Kansas winning three of them.
Every one seed winning it. Oh.
I didn't do it. It's like papers.
All right, before we get into that, we're going to have a plug right now, so who wants to give me that?
And now our sponsor.
American Classic Bar and Grill is the place to be. Open 7 days a week, karaoke every Friday, happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 till 8. Come on in Sundays and watch the race on our 70-inch screen TV. We'll have wings, slider and drink specials, bucket deals, and dollar-off drafts. Check out our Facebook page for daily specials located in Gateway Plaza off Route 7 across from Martin's. American Classic Bar and Grill, family-owned and operated. Good food, good friends, good times.
And we're back.
Okay.
And can you flip the lights?
We did it. We're back from the sponsor break.
American Classic Bar and Grill. Get over here and fill out your brackets for Thursday at noon.
This might come out after Thursday, but if you're listening to this somehow, make sure you do that.
Yeah, sorry.
For all of you that filled out your brackets at American Bar.
So this might come out after the first round.
Hey, I'm trying to do a fucking plug here.
Wait,
John, are you mad right now? Is it time to chop RJ?
Oh, yeah, I think it is.
John needs to chop, too.
They both get chopped.
No, I did not get chopped.
You admitted to taking longer than 2 minutes to decide what you wanted.
No, my menu was closed. Nobody was at the table.
Hungry. Can somebody explain me why we're chopping somebody?
RJ gets chopped because he complained about something he said he wasn't going to complain about. We will not mention names.
Okay. Now, this is back to our New Year's Resolution podcast where we decided that
I get on the worst podcast.
If we failed our New Year's resolutions, we would get chopped every time we did.
Yep.
And right now, it seems like there's two deserving members in this room
deserving
chops.
One.
Two.
Bullshit.
He deserves a re-chop.
Nope. He got chopped. It was I like, got we, chopped. You decided to chop him small. Yeah. Why?
Because you like, don't tell me too hard. All
right, RJ, stand up. You can
no,
chop.
No, he's chopping
no,
me.
No.
I got small. Damn.
Make him take off his ring.
Yeah, take that goddamn
Make
ring
him
off.
Take off his shirt. No,
put shit back on. Oh, gross.
Right, he's actually doing it.
God damn it. Oh, we got Stater. All right.
John, your shirt's coming off too.
Three, two, one.
Woo! All right, chopped him. We got a chop.
Mark it on the board.
On the board.
Marker.
Man, I was hoping it was going to be a better one.
Well, I'm left hand.
There you go.
I'm right handed. A strong hand. All
right, you're chopping John.
Why am I getting chopped?
You're getting chopped, finish your slider.
For what?
You admitted to taking longer than 2 minutes to figure out your name.
Wait, does that mean I get to do the next chop?
No, nobody was Damn there. It.
We were there. You admitted.
You guys weren't there at the time of the menu. Yeah. So technically,
stand up.
He's getting loosened
up. Next chop. All
right, yeah. Leave it up to a vote.
Last time I got loose, I fell flat. No,
I almost made fucking chop.
I wish I would have seen that.
John,
committee vote.
I vote chop.
I vote chop.
Chop. I just got chopped, so I'm going to chop.
I was
going
to vote no chop, but they fucked around and voted.
He's like a fucking guy.
He gets a re-chop.
I'm not.
Yeah! Wait, hold on. Vote for the re-chop.
That was really loud.
No, not going to
They screwed
really
the
loud.
Pooch on that one.
No, mm-hmm.
He got chopped. You can't yeah. chop it twice. Oh. It's double jeopardy. I don't agree with two chops.
Oh,
not for, not
all you guys were saying, that's a weak-ass chop.
It was a weak chop, but you chopped him.
Thank you.
I'm saying, like,
the
it,
next
it's
chop
not
Shane
fair.
Gets is gonna
it's
hurt.
Not fair.
Oh God. I'm so glad we're gonna be in Texas, but I don't feel about taking out the trash.
Woo!
John with the chop.
Excuse me, stepping down?
Yeah. You even turned your hips.
It was good form. Alright, God. Hopefully that wasn't the loudest fucking thing we've ever had.
No, the yeah it was.
On this show. Let me see if I can isolate that. Damn. Okay. Let's move on. We're gonna do the Urban Dictionary Word of the Week.
I can't wait till you're late.
I thought it was gonna be.
He's gonna knock your head off your fucking shoulders.
I'm just trying to be fair.
Thank you.
Hey, what's yours again?
Banging on nail.
He's probably bitten his nails when he's running around.
I'll clip them.
Wait, somebody... show the nails.
No, they're bad. But I'll clip them.
Does somebody want to give me a city?
Hold on, we'll take a city off the tournament.
Sure.
Where's the tournament then?
Tournament city.
Providence.
Rhode Island. Yeah. Pretty good. Give me another one.
Providence Pullout.
Yeah.
Providence Taco. No, it's okay. I don't need a slider. You want to try another one?
Denver.
I don't want the other one. I already have a fucking donkey.
Denver Dripping Donkey Doorknob. Door
can't put mustard on
Denver Mustache.
It's just ketchup, cheese, pickle.
Yeah, do the donkey, Dripping Donkey Doorknob.
Jeez.
That's a big word.
I don't know why I'm standing up, but it's nice up here.
Was it cool?
Probably not being picked up. Okay. Now, I do want to say, before we do the Urban Dictionary Word of the Week. Is it bad?
21 points.
21. Before we do the Urban Dictionary Word of the Week, I want to remind everyone at home, this is an explicit show. It's not intended for younger audiences.
Oh, is this one bad?
So, no. Okay. So, I had a listener talk to me about the Urban Dictionary Word of the Week. I have a listener, a really cool dude. What's up, David? How you doing? Know you're listening.
Hey, David.
He came to me and he was like, so, I was listening to your podcast and I just like to, you know, my son likes to listen to, you know, the podcast I listen to. I'm like, all right, cool, sure. And he's like, I gave it to him right before one of the Urban Dictionary Words of the Week is.
Oh, no.
And his kid's like seven.
Oh, yeah.
Like seven or eight. And he was like, yeah. So now my kid just really knows what a West Virginia hand puppet is.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No.
Oh, man. But
I feel like shit.
It's an explicit show.
I feel like shit.
No, it's fine. David's a cool dude. He was really cool about it. So
we are explicit, so I don't feel bad at all.
Well, I don't need a kid, like, you know, doing this thing for the first time, and he's like, hey, I remember this back when I was seven. Let me try this. It's called a West Virginia hand puppet. And he's like,
that's West Virginia hand puppet. Hand puppet more like this.
Hmm?
Johnny Manziel was the alright, you know what?
Was that the Johnny Manziel?
Yeah, what's the new one?
It was the ass badge.
Dripping donkey doorknob.
Jeez. Quadruple D. Denver, what do you guys want to guess what the Denver dripping donkey doorknob is?
It's the tongue twister.
Alright, well, yeah. No?
Mm-mm.
Alright, here we go. The Denver dripping donkey doorknob is when a man ejaculates onto a doorknob and waits on the other side until someone opens the door. When the other person walks through the door, the man pulls down his pants, bends over, and defecates all over the person's crotch.
Ew. Ew.
Okay.
It takes some patience.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah. Like, ew. You gotta be ready to go.
Ew.
And the sentence is, "Oh man, someone totally pulled a Denver dripping donkey doorknob on me. There was cum on my hands and shit all over my penis."
What the fuck?
So, congratulations, Denver.
Quad D.
Yeah.
Super Bowl champs.
Super Bowl champs. All right, let's get into some other stuff.
Hey, Charlene, come here for a second.
Oh my.
You're gonna love this. Okay. Let's see. Do you want to do your thing first?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, we'll go with some of my stuff. Have you guys ever heard of ear candling?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is?
To get the ear wax out of your ear if you have like an ear infection?
Yeah, so basically, you take this like hollow candle.
Long-ass wax stick.
Stick it in your ear while you're leaning over and light the top.
Oh, yeah, I've done this.
Pulls the wax into the candle. You've done this?
Yes.
It's not healthy.
I hear people say it's not healthy.
Yeah, it's not good.
I personally haven't done this, but I've lit the candle.
You should have told me. I would have brought one of the candles. I got one at home.
Do you? Because I was going to buy some and bring them in today, but I was going to see if anyone wanted to actually do it, because I'll do it.
I've got two of them at home.
Does it hurt?
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's weird as fuck, though.
It's hollow, and then it comes to a point, and you put the point in your ear, and you light the top of it, and like... For the fire to, like, trying to, like, draw oxygen or something, like, it fucking draws everything out of your ear, too.
Yeah.
Like, through the hollow candle.
Do you feel it? Like, you feel it all
Yeah, you can feel it.
Yeah, but apparently when it's over, you can, like, hear butterflies fly by. Like, like you hear everything.
Yeah.
It's like the neti pot.
It's not, it's kind of gross, but...
That's kind of weird.
I would so do it next week. Bring it in.
Do you wonder how much you're not hearing? Because, like, what's in your ear?
Yeah.
My dad went to the doctor...
Q-tips, because that pushes it all.
Yeah, but I love that.
How you're supposed to do it is just let hot water run in your ear when you're in the shower.
Yeah, but then, well, see, okay, so there's another thing. When
I can't do that.
That's what the doctor told him. That's what the doctor told Dan.
It's just 98.6 degrees and burns your fucking ass.
Just let your water fall out of the ear. It's a good feeling.
When Dad went to the doctor, they put the fucking little bucket up to his ear, and she scraped it out. She had the thing. She went in with scraping out earwax.
God, how dirty do you think your ears are?
Fucking
dirty.
Fucking dude.
You never had your ears flushed?
Uh-uh.
Me either. You?
Yeah.
Did you go to the doctor and do it and let them flush it out?
No.
I had
little...
Actually, I had them flushed once because I had swimmer's ear.
I used to get ear infections all the time.
So. Yeah.
I had swimmer's ear before.
What is swimmer's ear?
It's just when water gets in your ear and it sticks there, but then it like
it's basically a water ear infection.
Yeah. It fucking hurts.
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah.
Since
it was infected, they washed my ear out and everything, and I was just...
I will do this ear thing if you bring a candle.
I'll bring it.
All right.
Mm-hmm. What kind of remind me?
Periscope.
Remind me, I'll do it. Video chat, whatever, all of it. I don't care.
I'm pretty sure I've got one.
We need to get a Torque-ass Periscope.
I tried that once.
Well,
I already tried it. It didn't work
too
well.
I tried Periscope,
Torque-ass on Twitter.
Yeah? Are you leaving?
No, I have to pee.
Okay. Taking a break. Let's see. Moving on. Do you want to talk about?
We're gonna talk about the new game.
What new game?
That we're gonna play. If anybody wants to play with Tourcast.
Not yet. We're getting there. We're still in some.
Nope. Can't.
Iffy things here. We're getting there.
Yeah.
Things are coming around.
Yeah.
But right now we're.
You guys are gonna enjoy a nice game of Madden later. Whatever that.
Right now we're gonna talk about how a guy got his penis partially torn off while being tackled playing rugby.
Huh.
I'll show you the picture.
Huh? No, I don't want to see the picture.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, God.
Yes, you do. Yep. It's loading again. Rugby player's penis partially torn off during a gruesome tackle. Here is the picture.
No!
Oh, he rips it off.
Yeah, he does.
Oh my god, he gets his dick ripped off.
Yeah, he rips it off. Just straight rips it off.
Oh my god.
God. Let's see. And he still refuses to play with a cup. Okay. Hayden Peacock spoke out about recently suffering a torn penis during a rugby match. The injury required 11 stitches. On his dick.
You got your dick torn off. Playing rugby.
Get my dick torn off. I've already seen it. He showed me earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buff.
I died, man.
He said the pain was all right, and then I had time. I was like, I've got to have a look.
It's one of those things you got to look at.
I checked on it, and the skin is half ripped off, and I was like, shit, where's the doctor?
Sew it back together, dog!
That's fucking tough.
Shit, where's the doctor?
Rugby players are fucking ridiculous anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that, I'm not playing football without pants.
I was going to say, if you're playing a sport and your dick gets partially torn off, do you go back to that sport?
No!
Probably not. You try and get a job somewhere else.
Yeah.
So.
Hey. Spoiler.
Spoiler. So I just thought that was neat and interesting.
I brought stuff to the show today.
Oh. You brought stuff.
Ooh, yeah, Shane brought stuff to the show.
Fuck yeah. Other than his house.
Yeah.
Other than the studio here.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Ba-ba. Ba-ba. So you want to talk about hot girls in California?
Yeah.
Sounds like a good topic.
All right, here's the topic then. Hot girls in California, are to boost their own morale and make them get out of the house and do something, are going around to homeless people and giving them handies.
What?
That boosts your morale to give a dirty homeless man a hand job. Yep.
So you mean I can rip a hole in my jeans, sit on the sidewalk, and they give me a hand?
We're going to California, right?
Yeah.
Packing my bags.
Let's go.
Bring my hobo clothes with me.
You have hobo clothes?
I'll get some.
I can go to Goodwill.
Now all clothes are hobo clothes.
I can rough my clothes around in the dirt.
Hand jobs for the homeless?
You cut some.
What the fuck am I
pulling
up?
Cards.
Hand jobs for the homeless?
We'll work for food. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll work for that, too.
Oh, my God. There's a fucking...
I got some condom back here.
Is it real?
Or is this hand job from the homeless?
Hand job for the homeless. Oh, my God.
You give me that $20, I'll give you a hand job.
Somebody out there shooting a little 22
it's real.
Out there.
Hand job. Oh, you get two for $5.
What?
What about ZJ?
There's a t-shirt.
Two for $5 and you get a t-shirt?
Yeah. John's like, let's go.
Dude, this is a legit in need.
Hold on.
At handjob.com.
I'll read you.
Is it on the West Coast or East Coast?
California's on the West Coast.
Well, I know, but both coasts?
Hold on, I'll check.
Is it both coasts?
Let me see this.
Coast to coast?
Handjob. That's what they're calling. This thing is just called hand job. Hand job is the multi-grip system that everyone's talking about.
Multi-grip.
Are you feeling tired, frustrated, overwhelmed? Sounds like you need a hand job. Beware of sloppy imitations. You can expect to pay up to $40 elsewhere. But right now, you can experience all the pleasure and convenience of a genuine hand job for yourself for the low, low price of $4.95 plus shipping and handling. What the fuck is shipping and handling on a hand job?
How are they shipping you
a hand job?
Is
handling
it's actually a little like... thing that says hand job on it, a little hand.
But wait.
So it's like a pocket pussy, but it's a hand.
I have no idea.
A pocket hand?
Let's see. But wait, order now and receive a second hand job absolutely free.
Ooh, two hand jobs.
For under $5, you can't beat it. Keep one for yourself and give one to a friend. Or keep both. We won't tell.
But wait, there's more.
Order yours today and remember, nothing says I like you this holiday season quite like a gift of a hand job. I'm not sure what the fuck this is.
So, if I got each and every one of you a hand job for your birthdays, would you use it?
Oh, I think this is something totally unrelated to what I was originally talking about.
Would you use it?
This is like a sticker.
Okay, yeah. This is what I just looked up, which is just a really funny post, is just is like one of those things you put in like on pickle jars to open them.
Oh, yeah,
gripper. But there, I swear, my friend was telling me there's hot girls in California to give homeless dudes hands.
No, because I'm not ripping my dick off.
You don't want to use a jar opener?
Tighten that thing up.
You want to use it if I come for you?
There's hand jobs on hand jobs.
I spent $5.
$5 on both of them.
Not on a fucking jar opener. I probably used the open
jars. It's not a jar opener. It's a hand job.
Oh, this might be the real thing. Hand Jobs for Homeless is an association from L.A. Since homeless are alone and depressed, these girls give them a little joy. This is fucking real.
This is fucking real.
Hold on.
But I'm alone. I'm depressed.
He ain't homeless.
Or if you can act like you're disabled, there's volunteers to give hand jobs to severely disabled people. This is in the UK.
Like that's going to fix your amputated leg. Look, guys, it grew back.
I just feel a little better about it. Oh, God, you're all touching hands now. Anyway.
Hands.
It's just a handy.
Touching hands.
How much would you pay for just a handy?
I'm not paying for one when I give it to myself.
Yeah, but you're homeless.
I don't care.
These hands.
I'm homeless. I don't have any food. We got to go panhandle for some money to get a hand job.
Yeah.
Can I That's get like, some change to get a
we'll work for a hand job. Same level signs.
Yeah, okay. So while we're talking about homeless people, not that anything's wrong with being homeless or anything. Yeah, it's tough. But there was... Have you seen all the people that have been around Winchester, the increasing amount of people that are asking for money?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of people right at Martin's by the... Restaurant.
So, that's what I'm talking about. Right at that 81 exit, there was one dude standing there one morning holding a Dr. Pepper sign, right? It's Dr. Pepper on the back. On the front was his, you know, help me, whatever. The next morning, there was a different homeless person holding the same sign.
Yeah, it's
a...
It's
no, they work in teams.
I know. But then, the next morning, same sign, different homeless person, a second homeless dude confronts him. Walks up to him with, like, the lid to a cooler.
Standing on my corner!
With, like, a lid, like a styrofoam lid to a cooler with his sign. The fuck are you doing here? And I was getting on the exit. I was like, oh, I should stay and watch.
Dude, shut up.
I want to see what's going on.
Cripple fuck. Right at the on-ramps and stuff there, where all those trees are, there's right down from the restaurant, they live in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cops every now and then go through and clear them out.
Yeah.
Where?
The on-ramp to 81 North from the restaurant.
Where it circles.
And, like, when it comes down the hill right behind the Sonic and everything, there's a bunch of trees right there in that little valley.
Oh, well,
they live in there.
Tent city?
Yeah, no, yeah. they live in there.
There used to be.
Also another one.
There's one right across the entrance from your neighborhood.
You know where Food Line is? Field. On 7? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
When you turn in between Food Line and Arby's?
There used to be when I...
As soon as you go up and there's the gate on the side where the horseshoe pits are, the next section right up on the left where those trees
That's
are,
what he's talking about.
Deep in the trees, yeah.
Yeah.
There's tents galore in there.
Well, there's also like a rehab place right around the corner from there. The, right across from the Food Line.
They fucking live.
It's like a method.
There was a homeless guy that came in the restaurant that told us.
Huh. Okay, you know where Food Line is?
Yeah.
Right across the street, yeah, where that like little building is right there.
People are going to know where we live. Don't tell them this.
It's whatever.
It's my house. I have guns, and they're loaded.
No permits.
They ain't mine. They're my girlfriend's.
He doesn't use them, so you can still rob him. He doesn't use them.
Yeah, I don't use them. You might catch a shotgun in the chest, just saying.
Just hurry up with the homeless thing.
Yeah, I'm with the anticipation.
The Arby's. The Food Line, that next center, like the next block over.
Next to the gas station.
No. Just
forget about it. Do you ever give them money?
No.
Not me either.
Domino's?
No.
The kid that stands on 81 and right there at Martin's, it's a little chubby kid that wears the hood all the time.
Fort Collier?
And he'll always walk down and then walk back to see if anybody will give him money. Dude, I wanted to fucking throw a soda at him or something because his sign says anything helps.
I thought that's where...
Fuck you!
To rehab addicts,
Because he's working in teams, dude. He's probably not even homeless.
They are. I went to school with one of the guys that stands in that corner.
Yeah, there's a legit homeless guy that comes in the restaurant. He said, yeah, this dude used to, like, live down from where, like, the shelter that I was staying in.
That's what I've been telling Lacey. I'm like, I'm pretty sure they're not homeless. They work together just to do this so they don't have to work. Like, I mean, there's jobs for homeless people. They just need to have the ethic to do something.
Well, like, that stuff on Facebook where the guy's like, you know... God bless, need money and everything. And the guy standing next to us saying, I offer both these guys jobs and they turn me down.
Yeah, they have other means. They just, if you're shitty about it, you're shitty. But if you're actually homeless, and I feel bad, but like there's so many bad homeless people out there.
It's either give to all or give to none, and I give to none.
Yep. There was one thing I did do where there was a guy standing outside asking for money. I didn't give him money. I handed him a pair of gloves because it was like 30 degrees outside. He didn't have any. So I gave him gloves. I thought that was better than giving him just like a
toy. My thing is not that need food? Any food? Come on.
I'll buy a meal.
Walk on over to Sonic. I get you whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Whatever you
want. Well, no, just hand me the 10, man. I could use it for, you know, I'll get it later. I'm not hungry right now.
No.
Bring your kids.
You know what?
Bring your wife.
You know what? I'll buy you lunch. You can keep it. I'll buy you dinner, too. You can keep that, and that way you got food for the rest of the night. Mm-hmm. Nah, man, just give me $20. No.
Yeah, no, thanks. No.
Liquor store's right there, man. No.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to your thing, Shane. I'm out of stuff.
So you saw this, right?
Yes.
The USA Today decided they
were. Yeah.
So really, Gage brought.
No, he brought the idea to me. He did bring the idea to me.
Fuck you. I just helped.
Yes.
They decided to do the top 16 DC characters and top 16 Marvel characters because of Batman vs. Superman comes out next week. Thank God. And
I ain't going to be that good.
Captain America Civil War comes out in May.
That one's going to be awesome.
They're both good.
They're both going to be really good. So, yes. Since we are in March, I figure we could go through. And,
we are in March.
Yeah. Today's the Ides of March.
No.
You're right.
Is it?
And no. Is it the 5th or is it the
15th?
The
15th. It is.
And shit. we can pick the first round. I don't know how to change my profile picture. So, the DC number one seeds.
Okay.
Who can guess?
The DC number one seed.
Yeah. Okay.
March Madness.
We'll have this conversation. Yeah, they're all fucking left with people.
I'm listening.
The DC number one seed. You put Superman.
No, no. I wrote what they said.
Oh.
I didn't do this.
What they said.
Yes.
They put Superman.
And there's two of them.
Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no brainer.
How do the oh?
Who's two the two Marvels?
Two Marvels.
Captain America.
I was gonna say Captain America.
Yep, Captain America and.
Are you looking it up?
Iron Man.
You looked it up, didn't you?
Mm-mm. I was gonna say.
Well,
Iron Man.
Well, if those are what the two movies are, that should be the two.
We didn't look. We didn't look shit
Iron
up.
Man or Spider-Man, just because Spider-Man is so big.
Okay, so
yeah, but Spider-Man kind of floats.
And then okay, so well, he's Superman's Spider-Man. Region. Superman is the one against Black Canary, the eight.
What region is he in?
It's called Metropolis.
Let me guess. Is he a little
he's
called
in DC.
Gotham?
He plays the New York Mets. Yeah.
He's a Metropolitan.
What fucking one did you look at?
You're looking at the Sweet 16. I listened to it and did the full 32.
Oh, got it. Anyway, so I guess Superman over Black Canary. It's not even close.
Yeah, fucking Superman.
Geese.
Superman over who?
Black Canary.
You.
Who's Black Canary? Fuck you.
White Arrow.
Finish watching Arrow. You understand Black Canary.
I can't. I got so many other shows.
Speaking, the 4 seed Arrow against the 5 seed Hawkgirl.
Arrow.
Duh.
Ooh, we got two Arrows and a Hawkgirl.
Arrow.
Damn it.
I said Arrow.
I love Hawkgirl.
She is pretty cool.
I've always
she's
loved
got that mallet.
She's awesome.
Or the
Arrow, man.
Yeah, but I'm used to Arrow from the comic books. I never liked him.
Stephen Amell.
But, I mean, I couldn't
the show has made the Green Arrow the Green Arrow.
Sure. Comic book version. I agree.
So what are we going off of?
The Flash.
Just your interpretation.
Just your personal opinion.
Yeah.
Oh.
Flash at 3 Flash. Versus Shazam.
Shazam!
Ooh, I'm taking Shazam.
We got two Shazams in a Flash.
Flash.
I want you to be the determining.
Motherfucker, you jackass.
He's going to pick Flash. Oh, no, Shazam's so good, though.
Shazam!
I like Shazam.
There's got to be upset.
Flip it. That's flip not, it, RJ.
Yeah, flip shit. The coin. Flip the coin.
That's Kazam.
Yeah, I know.
Was that Shaq?
Yeah, Jack.
The coin's gone.
No, he threw it
John
in my
fucking wedged it in Gage's
head.
He threw
it in my pocket. And Flash tells Shazam.
Dirty
fucking
you.
Tainted.
Reflip.
Tainted.
Flash!
We're gonna go Flash.
No!
I got the app.
No, right. Flash is already written out.
He's got the app.
2 Wonder Woman, 7 Adam.
Wonder Woman.
I think this is a no-brainer.
Yeah, Wonder Woman. I mean, in the DC universe-wise. I mean, Adam's awesome.
He is, but...
Adam's super popular in the comic books, too.
But it's one.
I mean, it's Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm. There's
in
two
the
of them.
In the Gotham
around
region.
Around
really?
Green?
They did that as the 1-8?
Yeah, they did.
There's a green? The one Batman versus the eight Robin.
Batman.
Oh, wait, that's fucked up.
Wait,
why do you put those two together?
No, this is just heroes. Right.
Why do you put those two
too.
Against each other?
We'll do villains later.
Because they thought it'd be fun.
Villains can be April.
Well, Batman's going to beat the shit out of Robin.
Yeah.
Pretty sure he has. Multiple times.
Yeah. The 4-5 is Martian Manhunter and Supergirl.
Supergirl.
Manhunter. John.
John.
Yeah. John.
You gotta save the friend.
John.
John.
It's John in the show.
No, it's Sean.
It's Sean Jones. You watch Supergirl. I watch Justice League. It's John.
It's
Sean. He's the green guy on Justice League, right?
Yes, yeah. Martian Manhunter.
But Shane hates himself enough to watch Supergirl, so.
I like Supergirl. I'm sorry.
Martian. Well, then you should pick Supergirl.
Manhunter. What do you pick?
I picked Supergirl.
John, you're the starting vote. Martian Manhunter or Supergirl?
John.
Martian Manhunter or Supergirl? You're probably the only one that has no idea who the Martian Manhunter is.
Nope.
He hates fire.
And he's green.
He's green and he can transform into other people.
Badass, right? Put him down. Come on, John.
I don't know.
2 minutes.
Know.
He's gonna Hey, if it takes four and two for this.
All right, Jay, you pick, and we'll let John decide.
I did. I picked Supergirl.
It was God tight. Damn it.
I don't know.
Girl version of Superman or an alien that has no family or relatives anymore.
I want to change my fucking profile picture.
Supergirl.
Motherfucker.
How do you do it?
Do what?
What are you trying to change it to? One of the NCAAs?
Yes.
3-6. The King of the Sea Aquaman against Cyborg.
Aquaman.
Yeah, Aquaman.
Aquaman.
Sorry, Yoder.
He's
sorry, Cyborg.
I can't wait for him.
They haven't even shown him.
The 2-7. There is a villain. Green Lantern and Harley Quinn.
Quinn.
How did Harley Quinn get in there?
How's Quinn the 7 seed?
How is Harley Quinn on this list? She can't beat the Green Lantern. She can't beat anybody on this list. She couldn't beat anybody on this list.
Quinn.
She couldn't beat Robin.
She could beat Robin.
Don't be a Jew.
I'm taking
Green Lantern.
Thank you.
I love Harley Quinn. My only drawback with Green Lantern has always been the same thing. He can make anything with that ring, but he only makes a giant fist every single time. He doesn't make anything else.
It's so bad.
All right, what do you guys think?
Green Lantern.
Lantern.
Yeah, that was my choice.
Harley Quinn's great. I love
her. How do you change your profile picture?
She's in the Suicide Squad.
Yeah. How do you change it?
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Now we're gonna go to Marvel.
Ew.
Yeah. The one seed Captain America in the Baxter region is what they called it.
Oh, fuck? Is Bucky on there?
No, he's not.
Bucky.
Bucky. Captain America against Star-Lord.
Star-Lord.
Oh, I'm gonna go Cat.
Star-Lord.
And with Cap. John? Yeah,
I said Cap.
Star-Lord or Captain America?
Captain America.
God damn it!
I love Star-Lord.
I know!
Her dad loved that movie.
He's Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's gonna, the second one's real.
This is a battle on Netflix. Jessica Jones.
Daredevil.
Wait, are we going...
Daredevil.
I'm the fuck. I like Jessica
Jones. Change your profile picture.
New Daredevil season's coming out this month.
Next week. Why doesn't it let you?
Excited.
I think it's next week or this week.
Anthony's just struggling with Facebook.
The 3-6. Spider-Man.
Deadpool.
Spider-Man was 3.
Yeah.
I'd take Spider-Man over Deadpool.
Yeah, I'm taking Spider-Man.
Deadpool will shoot his fucking ass.
Spidey.
If you can touch him.
Yeah, right? You gotta catch him.
You know how much Deadpool hates Spider-Man, though?
A lot.
That's why I don't like Deadpool? Just because it's like that new comic book meme kind of character. Guess what's funny? Chimichangas, ha, cats and hats, ha. I said fuck a lot in my movie. Oh, I don't care.
Was the movie good?
I didn't see the movie.
You're an idiot.
I read the comic books.
You're an idiot.
I know what's gonna happen in the movie.
It's
the same character. I played the game that no one played.
There's
a
Deadpool game?
Yeah,
there's
a goddamn Deadpool game.
Yeah,
it's too expensive. It's too expensive.
It came out not long ago.
The movie was good.
The 2 seed in the Baxter region is Thor, but it's Black Widow.
Ooh. Thor. And they just like...
Said ooh against a god.
Black Widow's not like...
Well, no, Thor's going to win, but I like Black Widow.
Oh,
don't
be off.
Is Spider Gwen on there?
Maybe.
Yeah. Damn.
Damn.
The 4th and final bracket. Iron Man against Ant-Man.
Iron Man.
They're teamed up from Civil War.
Yeah.
She's lost that
life. Iron Man.
I was like, you can't.
Ant-Man's cool.
Yeah,
he'd be like, oh yeah.
Days of Thunder's on Netflix.
Oh, is it?
I own Days of Thunder.
Why'd you guys all get really excited for Days of Thunder?
Because he showed me Top Guns on Hulu.
Why'd you get really excited for
Top Guns on Netflix?
What? What's that love and feeling?
What?
Because.
You don't like Top Gun?
No, I don't like Top Gun.
Gage, because. I was inverted. That should be a chop.
That's not a chop.
How do you change your profile picture?
That's a chop.
I'm not standing up for Top Gun. Top Gun's a bad movie.
You're a bad person.
No. All right. Not in the movie.
The 4-5. Captain Marvel against Doctor Strange.
See those?
Doctor Strange.
See, I don't know too much about
Captain Marvel.
When those movies come out, that would be good.
Pick one. Just
you know what? Just because you don't...
Captain Marvel.
No! Captain Marvel's moving on.
You don't understand. I don't really like Marvel that much. I like some things.
Yeah, you're more DC.
Wolverine against the Scarlet Witch.
Wolverine.
Ooh. Wolverine.
Yeah. Scarlet Witch.
It's the first two mutants on the list.
Yeah, but one was a made mutant. Wolverine was already one.
No, Wolverine was a made mutant.
Mm-mm. He had bone claws and was given the metal.
Yeah.
In that timeline.
Right. That's the one we go off the movies.
Yeah, but the movies are all different.
If we're going off the movies, how is Deadpool not better than Spider-Man?
Shut the fuck up.
He's not. Spider-Man is the highest grossing Marvel character.
There's been 15 movies because I can't fucking get it right.
Anyway.
You're 10 off, RJ.
Scarlet Witch is the son, or is the daughter of
Magneto.
Not in the movies. Comics, yes.
Yes, she is!
I'm talking about the character in general.
Because they go... Oh my god, in Future Past or whatever the newest one was. It was Future Past.
Yeah, it is
Future Past. But in the Marvel movie, she's not. In X-Men, Quicksilver is his son. But not in... In Marvel, they were orphans that were given their powers.
I really don't care about this. I'm talking character and bad.
But right. Wise, they are.
So we're going to talk about how in Wolverine, he was made Wolverine. You know, mixed it up with Dave's Future Past when he had bone claws then.
He was given his adamantium.
He was made a mutant. Just like Deadpool was made. Shame. They did experiments on him to make him.
If he'd have watched Deadpool, he'd understand the joke. There's too many timelines.
I know there's too many. Yeah. You want to tell me about timelines? I'm a DC fan. There's 50 of them.
All right, let's move on.
Yes. The 2-7 is Hulk against Falcon.
Falcon.
Hulk.
I don't like Hulk. You fucking guys. You guys just agree on something?
Hulk or Falcon?
Hulk.
Hulk.
Falcon.
I hate when mom and dad fight.
Do we want to do this week to week?
Week to week. Yeah, we keep it week to week. I mean, we don't need to get... We're at time now, anyway. We just hit the hour mark. So, does anybody else want to end on anything? Anything else to add today?
Buy your tickets. Go see Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah. Check it out. We might do a spoiler cast on that, depending on when we all see it. Because I know you're going opening
night.
Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and go as soon as possible as well.
Right now, they say that it has surpassed Deadpool and every other movie with pre-sales.
Yeah. And they're also releasing a DVD version that's rated R, which is awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Whenever you go, let me know. All right, I'll go with you.
I'll go see it again.
And then we'll do a spoiler cast on it, just like we did for Star Wars.
Why don't we go Friday?
We'll try.
Let's go Friday night.
I want to go.
I'm going Thursday night with her brother.
I can't. I got something to do on Friday night.
We'll figure it out.
Sunday.
We got time.
No, I can't do
anything
Sunday.
From...
Sunday's Easter. You're already going to see it, though.
Sunday's Easter.
So? This Sunday? It's not Easter.
The Sunday after the movie comes out is Easter. Comes out Easter weekend.
Just go watch it, Mania.
I'm already going to see it. So if you want to wait 2 weeks,
the movie doesn't come out until 25th. We got time.
Well, we'll wait 3 days.
Week from Friday.
Yeah. We got time.
We'll be in Mania in 2 weeks.
Anything, John, Anthony, want to add?
I want to learn how to change my profile picture.
We'll report back on that next week. John, you got anything?
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Send in some comments. Let us know what you think. If you want to hear us discuss anything, send it in.
Send it in.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Cool. Somebody want to give me the plug?
Here's the sponsor.
Bye, everybody, and then that's right.
Here's our sponsor.
Here's a word from our sponsors.
Bye, everybody.
American Classic Bar and Grill is the place to be. Open 7 days a week, karaoke every Friday, happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 till 8. Come on in Sundays and watch the race on our 70-inch screen TV. We'll have wings, slider and drink specials, bucket deals, and dollar-off drafts. Check out our Facebook page for daily specials located in Gateway Plaza up Route 7 across from Martin's. American Classic Bar and Grill, family-owned and operated. Good food, good friends, good times.